Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours,
or Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-Fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
In the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Joey.
From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy, happy Monday, January 17th. You know how I love the 17th. Lucy Arnaz, Barry Manilow, Cassius Clay, if you know who that is, my son Tyler, Lalo Tachikin, Betty White. We all have birthdays on the 17th of different months. So it's a It's a magical number, so I'm glad you're sharing it with us. Welcome to the Joey English Show. That means if you were up early this morning with me at 5 o'clock, you listen to me. I'm Dan McGrath's opening act from 5 to 6 on KWXY, legendary music on that station. And you can hear us from 5 to 6, KWXY.com. And then you listen to Dan McGrath's music from 6 to 9, and I dance around the house and, you know, make the beds and fix breakfast and feed the koi and feed the dove and feed the kitty cat. And then at 9 o'clock, you go over to KKGX 920 AM and 99.1 FM, and you hear my show again. I love the concept of more, especially when it's about me. But all kidding aside, we don't care where you listen as long as you do. I want this to be the best time of your whole day, the time you spend with us. Okay.
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Christopher Kennedy has an art project archive on the Racquet Club on his website. The Racquet Club is such a wonderful historical place. Let's see, Clark Gable married Carol Lombard there. Lots of good stuff. Check it out at ChristopherKennedy.com. Heather James, celebrating 25 years, wants you to see Tom Wesselman's street drawings now. Now, I don't know how they do that, because street drawings are those chalk drawings that wash away when it rains, but Heather James is displaying them somehow at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. Check it all out at heatherjames.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art has the work of James Searle, Lots of Bronze, now. That's at 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert. The website is melissamorganfineart.com. Okay, Joey pals, if you're hungry, we start off as we always do.
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat, and you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get,
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals. Monday, January 17th. Gee whiz, we're halfway through January. Restaurant of the Week. We just played the theme song, so we better be sitting at Crazy Mel's, and we say hello to George Kessinger.
Well, hello, Joey English, and all your listeners.
Our Joey pals.
Joey pals, yes, yes. Well,
good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's nice, very nice. I can see her from here.
We always say, if you walk due east from Marilyn's skirts and cross South Palm Canyon, you walk right into Crazy Mel's.
That's true. And not only that, if you go to the top of the stairs of the museum and look straight down and look right under her dress and straight down, you'll see Mel's, and you keep looking and you'll see the 50-foot flagpole, straight line. And for some reason, it lines up exactly from the museum to the in the center. I don't know. I didn't plan it that way.
It's a sign.
Yeah, it's a very good sign, you know. And that flag that's up there now that we put up behind Mel's, no flag has been up there for almost 25 years.
Are you kidding?
An American flagpole with no American flag. But Crazy Mel's put a flag up there, and it flies 50 foot in the air facing Maryland.
Bless your heart. I always think when I want to know what the timber of emotions is that's running in the city of Palm Springs, I come talk to George in Paris, because you guys really have your thumb on the heartbeat, and you're so civic-minded.
Well, the civic part is very easy because that's the way we were all raised. You know, you think of your community and you take care of your community. The other part is you listen to the people that walk by. Hundreds of people a day walk by. And you listen to comments. You put them all together by the end of the day, and you'll come up with something that you get a feel for in the community or the visitors that are here, what they're looking for and the fun.
And the town is very full. You know, I thought with the COVID issues, it's been a little cool. Of course, winter in Palm Springs is a whole different animal. And it's Martin Luther King long weekend. But the town is full.
The town is full, and it's great. And a lot of kids. And last night we had, at one point, we had three or four tables from eight to six people. And at least a quarter of them were kids sitting, having dinner and with the family outside here at Palm Springs and Crazy Mel's.
What are you calling kids? Millennials?
What do I call them? Nice kids. No, these are more toddlers, you know, 5 years old, 7 years old. The other ones, you know, I still haven't come across with exactly what I'd like to call them. You know, being an old timer, you know, I guess I'm an old timer.
The millennials are different than you and I.
Yeah, especially their work ethics. It's like, give it to me now. I don't want to put the time in, but please give it to me. Okay, we'll give it to you.
The only one like that that is not like that is my son Tyler. But I think that's because I was 42 when I had him, and he was raised like an only child by a 42-year-old baby boomer.
Well, yeah, and I'm not general. They're not all like that. I'm not saying 100%, but it just seems like the bulk of them have this. I don't know who gave that to them, who taught them that. But I was always taught what you put into it is what you take out. Put nothing in, don't expect nothing back.
Instant gratification is the thing. I think social media has a lot to do with that. These young gals who are singers, their overnight successes because of social media and iTunes and all of those things that are going on. Nobody has to work for it, like you said.
That's true. That's true. We see it all the time. You know, I grew up, we had three channels on the TV, and the most important, you had to get off the couch to change the channel.
I remember NBC, ABC, and CBS.
Yes, they're still there, so, you know, but yeah, it's great. It was great. Great time. I grew up at a great time, had no phone, didn't have to worry about anything.
Had chores.
Yes, had to cut the grass, had to clean. On Saturday, we had to clean the whole house because my mother and father were working, and so my brother and my sister, that was our duty. We cleaned the house, so when my parents got home, the house was clean, and then we could go out.
Yes. Oh, well, but I digress. Joey Pals, I know many of you within the sound of our voice know what we're talking about. That's how comfortable you will be at Crazy Mel's. So tell us what's going on here. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, what?
Well, we're sticking with the lunch and dinner. We'll open 8 o'clock every night. We open at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll open till 8 o'clock every night. And then, except on the weekends, we'll stay open. As long as they want to be out, we'll stay open till 2 in the morning if we have to. So it's still all the same. You know, consistency is the success of any business. So we try to be consistent here. And we're very pet-friendly.
Oh, I know that. And when I walked up to Crazy Mel's today, Joey Pals, out in front on South Palm Canyon, there's a hopscotch set of squares. And a lovely, 35-year-old woman was doing it.
You know, that is so funny we have that. A quick story, and I probably told you this before. A man was sitting with another friend all the way to the back. And in the middle of his lunch, he finally said to the other man, he says, "Why are those people jumping up and down in front of Crazy Mel's?"
Because he couldn't see the hopscotch on the ground.
Correct. And the man says, "They're doing hopscotch." He came in the back entrance, so he didn't know. And for half his lunch, he was so puzzled why everybody was jumping up and down.
Oh, I love it. And it's fun to see sometimes the adults do it and the kids won't.
This is true. This is true. And then the adults will encourage the kids to do it, and then they want to do it a second time. So it's cute. It's the most simplest thing in the world. It's, you know, so this is our playroom.
Tell me about the larger-than-life chess set.
Well, I definitely looked everywhere. We have the largest chess set on Palm Canyon Drive. No one has one on Palm Canyon Drive. No one else has one. We have checkers. We have tic-tac-toe. We have all kinds of games. This is like a game room, and it's all free. But you have to put your phone down and play these games.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, when we come by here, we see people of all ages. There's a wonderful kid-friendly atmosphere. There's a pet-friendly atmosphere. How about the food? Does it favor the kids, too?
We have a kids' menu that is accommodating to anybody's lifestyle, from hot dogs to a mini burger to a quesadilla. So we have all the foods for the kids. And then we have the grown-ups, and then we have adult beverages here. The only hamburger joint I know that you can come in and get an adult beverage besides a beer.
I never thought of that.
Yes, we're a hamburger joint with a full bar. Yeah.
Wow. How about the ice cream? Is it still here?
Oh, yeah, and it's cold. It's extra cold this time of year. I don't know why. Oh, wait a minute. It's cold outside. So, yes. Oh, yeah, we have the ice cream.
Well, how many days a week are we here? I've lost track.
How many days a week? We're here 6 days a week. I'm closed on Tuesday because I work in the kitchen, and it's my only day chance to take a day off. So we're closed on Tuesday. But if you stop by, I'm probably here working or doing the maintenance, wearing my other hat, the maintenance man.
How about grab and go? Does that still go on?
Yes, we have all the DoorDash and Grubhub and all them, but we have such a great clientele that call up. They only have so much time. They tell us what time they're coming in. Their food is sitting there waiting for them, and they go on. And a lot of restaurants I've noticed that have that already.
The ones that are still open. Okay, draft beers, bottled beers, signature cocktails, Hollywood cocktails. Listen, Joey Pals, the girl's best friend. Niagara Falls Margarita in honor of Marilyn, the Ruby Red Slipper in honor of Judy, Sinatra Manhattan, 7-Year Itch, again, Marilyn, the Aviator, Howard Hughes, because?
Well, Howard Hughes in the late 30s and 40s owned this property. Yes.
And the 111 Long Island. What's that about?
Well, it's four different alcohols, and you got a little Coke in there, a little lemon juice. It tastes like an alcohol. And we're on 111, so, you know, just makes sense to make something wild.
And those are the kids' drinks. No. Here we go. Lemonades and iced teas. Listen, Joey Pals, pink lemonade, raspberry lemonade, mango lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and the same flavors in iced teas. It's a wonderful menu. Talk to me about, I can do this without you, Georgie. Listen, this is not hamburger. This is made from chuck and brisket and rib meat.
Yes, you're correct. This is a three combination.
Wait, motorcycles, wait for me. Wait for me.
They're rather quiet. They're usually screaming through here. Yeah, it's a three combination beef that are burgers. It's just not, you know, one style. And
it's not hamburger. And I tell you, when I eat it, because I eat it without a bun, I can really taste the flavor of the meat.
You're right. And a lot of people do. And we sell a lot of lettuce wraps. They don't want the bread. We have gluten-free buns. So if you can't have flour, we have the gluten-free buns. And so we're trying to accommodate everybody. I know it's impossible. You know, it's a big
My favorite thing, when I eat carbs, I steal one or two of everybody's sweet potato fries.
Huge. We probably sell half our fries are sweet potato fries. Then it's our french fries, and then it's our tater tots. So those,
I forgot about the tater tots.
Those are the three most popular that we have.
And sweet potato fries, Joey Pals, are actually better for you. If you want to eat potatoes, it's better for you to eat sweet potato fries. Somebody told me. Maybe it was you.
Well, yeah, I think the sweet potatoes are a little bit better for you. And And they're delicious. They have a great flavor and everything.
What kind of oil? Oh, it's a secret, probably.
It's a canola. So it's not vegetable canola oils.
Well, Joey Pals, you know what this restaurant means to all of us. Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. 656-7563. Do you need a reservation to eat here?
Oh, no. No, no, no. We'll find a place for you.
You can sit outside. You can sit. Actually, sitting inside is like sitting outside.
Yeah, because all the doors open up. There's no closed walls. It just all opens up to the patio. So if you're inside, you're going to say, oh, I'm outside.
Okay, tell me the rules today, Monday the 17th. You have to show up in your mask? No, because we're outside. What's the rule?
The rule is that if you come inside, you have to have a mask to come inside. And you have to, as far as I know, we still check for your COVID shots. But once you sit down, you can take your mask and have it your way.
Oh, bless your heart. Georgie Kessinger, how's Paris? Where's Paris?
Paris is good. He's probably on the computer right now doing some work. That's what.
Good for him. Well, thank you for all you do for us. You feed us so good all the time. I've got Airbnb people at my house. And boy, we're right downtown. They know George. They're waving at him. I'm going to tell them to bring their 18-month-old here because she would love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely. There's something for them. We have a Bop-It. If you know what a Bop-It is, we...
No, what's a Bop-It? Oh!
It's the toy for kids, and oh my God, they get it and they just play. And then we have Kinect, and oh, they know.
What's that?
Kinect, you drop it in, you got a Kinect 4, you take it right to your table. You don't have to get up. We'll bring it to your table, and you sit there and play Bop-It or Kinect 4.
See, you're a kid at heart. Okay, there comes my ride. The motorcycles are here. Bless your heart. Thanks for letting me stop by.
Well, thank you, Joe English, and it's always nice to have you here and just to look at you. Thank you.